Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, we have spoken here before about the old Irish goat. It's a breed that's been here for thousands of years, but it is endangered. The Old Irish Goat Society keeps a number of them protected, but they've recently learned that the remaining goats, the ones in the wild, are being hunted for sport. Sinead Keane is a volunteer. Afternoon, Sinead.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having us on.
Now, we did talk about the Old Irish Goat before. Explain the legal situation there. Is it on an endangered list? And by being on an endangered list, does that afford it any sort of protection?
Yes and no. Yes, if you can take it into a project like ours, and that's the reason we have our project, it was the only way we could protect it. But unfortunately, in its wild setting and here in Ireland, outside of our project, there is no legal status for the old Irish goat. It's an animal that sort of falls between the cracks, Sean. It is being viewed and is classified as a domesticated animal, even though it's primitive domestic. It comes in with Neolithic settlers. But I think that reductive kind of type of classification is part of the reason it falls into the situation that it's in now. But it sort of falls between the cracks of the existing systems. Heritage points to, speaks and protects built heritage, and it points to the Wildlife Act for the protection of animals. And then, unfortunately, the very fact that it's viewed as domestic, it doesn't qualify under those terms. The difficulty there is that's also quite complex because there's a precedent already set for taking in introduced animals. We don't have a lot of native terrestrial animals. So there's a lot of animals that are already in the Wildlife Act that arrived here.
Yeah. And so I assume that they, and we won't say where because we don't want to give anyone any ideas, sure. But that they collect in certain parts of the country.
The goats?
Yeah.
Sorry. Historically, I mean, really, there's sort of two journeys that this animal goes on when it comes in with Neolithic settlers. Some stay in a primitive type of pastoral grazing and become a very hardy ally in impoverished times, becomes known eventually as the poor man's cow. The others, in very goat-like form, escape and refuse the kind offer of human help and head to the hills. And it's believed that the animals that we have today are the remnants of that stock. They're the descendants of the escapees, if you would. Really, you know, I suppose where they live now is, we have actually a piece of study, Sean, I might just tell you about it. We went and looked at the Irish place names around Ireland. Everyone's kind of familiar with Gower, being, you see it all around Irish place names, and Gower obviously being goat, G-O-W-E-R in its anglicised form. We looked at the other goat terms. So you've got Mianon for kid, Minon Cliffs, believe it or not, Nackle comes from Cliffs of the Kids. So there's place names all around this island that show the previous distribution of this animal. That map is probably the best piece of evidence that we have of where they used to be.
Yeah.
That's not the circumstances today.
No. And no. You reckon 100 and something of them remain in the country?
Well, they're ours. That's the only number I can confirm.
Yes.
That's our registered herd. That's the National Herd of Old Irish Goats. It's a voluntary organisation and a community who stepped in to do something here, aware that there was an absence of any legal protection or frameworks. And that's, we've been operating since 2012 in order to try and protect this animal and safeguard it. To be totally honest with you, Sean, all we've really succeeded, and this is a hard reality for us, like, we're very driven and we're doing this because we know it's the right thing to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, all we've really succeeded in doing is creating a second chance for the old Irish goat here. It's a chance that can still be squandered. And without the state becoming involved in its protection, we would be worried that that is ultimately the case, because we're trying to sustain ourselves just literally, like, obviously on volunteer labour, driven by citizens who care, which we're incredibly grateful for. And we have an amazing community as well around us who support. But, you know, it is a worrying future, and a situation where an animal that now, by the way, it's regarded outside of the state for its genetic diversity, as a vital genetic resource, and it's being studied. And, you know, that's incredible. But sort of, you know, the problem is getting this to trickle down to Ireland. I mean, the United Nations and UNESCO have been really steadfast in their commitment about the conservation of native breeds, but it's just not trickling down into real language and directives here.
Yeah. Now, but there must be some old Irish goats still in the wild if people are coming into Ireland to hunt them.
Yeah, well, you know, I talked about this with you with the new researchers. So you won't see them actually advertising them as old Irish goats. They actually call them ibex, which they're not. Ibex are Capra agargus. The old Irish goat is Capra agargus urcus because it is a descendant of the wild goats. But so the market that unfortunately are coming in, this isn't, I mean, you know, everyone's got different opinions about hunting. There are conservation hunting. We certainly understand its purpose within a landscape too, in terms of maintaining safe and healthy herd sizes. But this is not this. This is really a market that is entirely invested in hunting rare animals. So we have footage of them specifically identifying that's the rare breed for their customer.
Yeah.
So that is what this is about. I mean, this particular market wants to shoot rare animals. They want the horns of a rare animal. That has a higher value in that market.
And what parts of the world are these people coming from?
there's a lot coming in from America. For them, sometimes they're referred to as Celtic ibex. So there's definitely some marketing shtick going on. Mm. But there's Eastern Europeans. They're coming from all over, you know.
Yeah, and it's legal.
It sadly is, yeah. Today you can, you know, and we don't, it's a very tentative sort of situation. Like we want the public to be shocked, but we don't want to be advertising this because it's a terrible thing that this is even a possibility. But it's not an illegal activity. Today you can go out, there are no quotas, you don't need a hunting license. There's no season, there's nothing. So this is a really total taking. They're taking advantage of what is an absence of legislation.
Yeah, and the companies that are bringing in these hunters, are they Irish companies?
Yes, but they also team up with some of the sort of similar markets in different agencies. Like as in they would have, you know, sort of partnerships.
Mm, yes.
Yeah.
So that's only going to have the effect of reducing what few old Irish goats there are, even in the wild, that is, even further.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, crikey. And when they shoot them, they take the horns off them. Is that the kind of procedure they follow?
It's for the skull and the horns, yeah, to mount on a wall.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's the thing, yeah.
Apart from making that illegal, is there any possibility of that as far as you know, Sinead?
Well, I mean, I think it should be. I think it would be pretty disgraceful if it can't be. You know, we're in a situation where we have an extinction crisis, and really these primitive, ancient, yes, they are offshoots, if you want, for want of a better word, of the original wild ancestor, the Bezoar ibex, for example. But like, these are critical. We should be conserving them. This is part of our biodiversity. It's also part of our heritage. But even in terms of what we have ahead of us and the challenges that we have, these heritage breeds are low impact, low input animals. They're incredibly important for our future in terms of the climate crisis. And, you know, we should, if we're in a situation where they can't be, and an animal of this provenance can't be, I think we're in a pretty dire situation. So I hope, Sean, that it is possible. We have reached out to Malcolm Moon's department, but we would certainly welcome, because we've been studying the animals for 10 years, so we can bring a lot to the table.
Yeah,
you know, this is our specialist topic. We've been committed wholly to this animal, and we are working with them in the landscape now and showing their value, which is really positive for the goats, but it's also really positive work for the environment. We would love to sit down with Malcolm Noonan, but you know, that situation, we have an email gone unanswered for over a year seeking that meeting. So it's a very tough space. You have to be very resilient. You have to be a bit like an old goat, to be honest.
Yes,
old goat
indeed.
In this line of work.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with that. Sinead Keane is a volunteer with the Old Irish Goat Society. Sinead, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.